Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jane, and I had problems, serious technical problems with my Belkin router today. Just so you all know, I no longer support Belkin routers. They're cheesy and crappy. And with my son's Xbox, my Vonage phone, and my archaic Dell Optiplex, it is not a happy combination. I only have 16 minutes left in the show, unfortunately, and my topic today is church dissension. I just opened the chat room, and my username is goldenrod1960. This is the first episode, and I'd like to welcome all guests. There's a caller on hold out of the 818, and I'll get to that caller at the end of the show. Anyways, my topic today is church dissension, and the reason I picked that topic is there's been a lot of problems at my church in recent times. I do attend a Southern Baptist church in Southern California, but I'm not going to name what church it is. It's a church that is really bound for failure in the geo setting that it's set up in, but it has survived due to the grace of 3 to 4 wealthy church members and also the transient community of Hollywood actors filtering through and entertainment talent over the years. We've had several celebrities in our church, and I'll just name a few because you won't be able to identify the church by that. Faith Ford of New Orleans, Louisiana, or that vicinity from Murphy Brown was a member of our church. And so was Al from Home Improvement. His name is Richard Karn. And there's been some, there was a country western singer that donated $100,000 to our church, but I don't want to mention his name. Anyways, I'm just trying to get this show off the ground. And I'm going to be discussing topics that are of interest to people in the church community as well as social issues, such as gentrification of urban areas, urban plight, multi-layering of social issues, Buppyville versus Black Ghetto. I'm going to be discussing things like that. So I have a degree in political science. It's an advanced degree, a master's, and this is my novice show. I do have another show on another network. Okay, so let's get to the topic quick. The topic today is church dissension. And what that means is that there is either a member in the church misbehaving or there is a preacher preaching something that's doctrinally unsound, or there's just a problem in general. Now, what that could mean is that, let's say, for example, in my church, there's 85% Republican, 15% Democrats, and I really should say maybe 80% Republican, 15% Democrat, and 5% other. Because it's not like you go up to canvas people every day and ask them what their political persuasion is. We do have a guy in the church named Craig, and I am changing all the names of the people. His name's Craig, and every Sunday he picks a random member to talk to after the service and tell him that the computer is evil, the computer is the Satan's workshop, and that anyone overusing the computer is leading down the wrong path and disobeying God. So we have that church member. Most people consider him rather harmless because he just says the same repetitive mantra every week. And another guy in the church, Brent, told him to get a new script. Now, the serious church dissension that I'm really talking about is, I can mention two topics, but I first want to put in a parallel that we are searching for a new pastor, and we have an interim pastor who's excellent. Now, our church is situated in a large gay community, and then the interim pastor is a very vivacious man who plays the guitar. He has blue eyes. He's articulate, charismatic, and he actually gives really long sermons. I think if a gay guy was going to show up in our church one Sunday and hear the gospel, that he would relate to this person because he's very, responsive to people. He's not a droll preacher that just kind of recites things in the way of the old days, like when I was growing up, when we had those elderly pastors, and they would just recite things out of the Old and New Testament, but in a very pragmatic way. Okay, there's been 2 to 3 major scandals in our church over the years, and I want to bring those up now because this is kind of more like setting the record straight. Okay? So this is how I will set the record straight. There was a guy in our church who created a theater company, and his name was Lawrence Squelch. And the funny thing about it is we had a lot of talented people in the church at the time. Faith Ford was attending it, but she was not part of the theater group. What happened was, is Lawrence Squelch was a trained actor out of Pacific. It was called PTC or something like that. It was a Pacific University in Seattle that trained actors. Now, the rest of us were just upcoming grunts in the church, and we were wannabe entertainers. However, I had transferred from a Midwestern community, and I wasn't really looking for fame. He approached me and asked me if my play could be produced in his theater company. There was another girl in the church named Dancy that she had some experience with writing, and she had a few bites by Hollywood studios on her work, but she was nowhere near the fame factor. So we created a theater company, and we had about 20 people, probably about 10 actors, 3 writers, and about 7 support people. One of the people in the church, she ran the concessions, and another person ran advertising, and another person ran the administration. Now, we all put our heart and soul into this. We worked 3 hours a night after work, 5 days a week. I was the assistant director on the first show. And the man, Lawrence, who ran the program, was very domineering. For example, I was married and I worked a full-time job, but this person expected me to be there 5 nights a week. And the first play that we did was a kitchen style play. It took place in a restaurant. And I had to wash pans and pots every night up till 11 p.m. Now, what happened was, without trying, I fell in love with him, maybe because he was more of a dictator-type person, and I was a magnet to that type of personality, but it was also because he was giving me an opportunity, and besides the fact that he was domineering, he was also charming. Now, there were 3 or 4 girls in the church who liked him. One was named Sandra Angel. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say the name. Sandra liked him. Another girl kind of had a crush on him but didn't pursue it. And he had already hit on 3 other women in the church at different times, but not in a rude way, just like, over-complimentary. Enough to get the women curious, but not really wonder if he was serious. So what happened over time is that I was an assistant director on 2 of the shows, and then my show came up in the spring, and my show was a Native American play, and at that time I was really in a better position because I was directing my own show, and he was doing his rehearsals for his show in another church 5 miles away, so we didn't have that much contact. Well, lo and behold, one night I had to meet him in Hollywood after my production practice. And out of the blue, this is 6 months after I had developed a crush on him, out of the blue he asked me to come to his apartment and hang out. Now, it was a little after the fact, like my puppy love had already died, and I wasn't even thinking about it anymore. But because I had fallen for him so hard that previous fall, I went over to his apartment, and we did fool around, but we didn't have sex. No, I felt so strange about it the next day that I went and told my pastor, and eventually the woman that he had been dating, Sandra, found out. I don't know if she found out from people's faces, like the looks on their face, or that my pastor told her out of courtesy. I don't remember all the circumstances. But for a while, my name was Mud, and his name was Mud. There was a reason my name was Mud, but I don't want to get into it. All I want to say is that his pattern of picking only church women and then, like, you know, entertaining their consciousness for a while and then dumping them by the wayside, that alone was grounds for the pastor to actually ask him to leave the church, because he had not had a trail of broken hearts yet. But following me, he dated the other writer in the church who was more available than I was. I was already in a relationship. And they were practically to the point of engagement before he abruptly broke it off. Now, I want to bring up another celebrity situation that was similar to this. I am friends with a pastor whose daughter was engaged to Angelina Jolie's brother, James Haven, and he got engaged to this daughter in May of 1 year and broke it off by July. Now, that's a different story because they were involved in a 4 to 5 year relationship. He just got cold feet. But the guy in my church, his name is Lawrence, he just kind of strung people along to feed his ego, and then he left them by the wayside. Now, I'm not lamenting over a lost love. I'm just trying to say that if you're in a church and you have sincere intentions towards a woman, then pick one woman. Don't pick 3, 4, 5, 6 women over a period of 1 to 2 years and play out your time with them and then, you know, leave everybody in the lurch about what's going on. Now, luckily, I never had sex with them. But I would like to say this, and there is only 3 minutes left to my show, but I'm going to go a little over. I would like to say this, that if there is a church member trying to do personal gain in the church, and he was trying to promote his theater company, then you know that that person has ulterior motives and they're not really trying to bolster up the church. Secondly, after our 3 scheduled plays ran, him and his Hollywood wannabe cronies who had minor acting jobs on soap operas, they established a play in a restaurant and they did a 10-piece ensemble with about 10 men. And it was successful because it was in a restaurant and there were automatic customers. And he used our logo for our theater company as his headliner. In other words, what he did is he kind of branched off from the original play group and kind of did his own thing with his own more talented actors. We are going to go a few minutes over, and I don't know if it'll work, but this is just an introductory show, and I only have a 60-second limit. So my next episode, I'm going to discuss a church, a Lutheran church, where a man stole money and the pastor had to scramble and fix everything in a hurry. But in the end, he did contact the sheriff's department and the local law enforcement and had the man be charged. However, he did not force the man to go to jail. The man is paying retribution now. So on my next episode, I will discuss that. Thank you for joining me on my virgin episode, and I will talk more in depth after I have less computer problems and I'm less prepared. I mean, I'm more prepared and less technical difficulty. Thank you for joining me on the Daily Struggle. Feel free to inbox me with any suggestions. Have a great night.